As DTE Energy continues progress toward meeting the mandated standard of 10% renewable energy by 2015, it continues to invest in solar energy. Ann Arbor has long been considered a city that leads in its support of renewable energies. But when DTE and the U of M put up a large solar array on Plymouth Road on the northeast side of the city, many were unhappy. Now DTE is planning to put up another array along Fuller Road on U of M property, and again, not everyone entirely happy about it. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Second Ward City Councilwoman Jane Lum. Councilwoman Lum has been giving voice to residents in the area of the existing solar array and urging more community engagement on the issue. Good morning, how are you?
Great, David. Thanks. Good morning to you as well. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, what was the biggest complaint that you heard from the Plymouth Road array once it went up?
Well, the biggest complaint had to do with how the array was sited. It's important to understand the issue here is not about placing solar arrays at the Plymouth Road North Campus site, but the concerns were about where the panels were located, which happened to be right smack dab on Plymouth Road, and the lack of any notification that would have been happening at all about this or heads up or public input process.
Well, the U of M was not required to seek public input before determining what it wanted to do on its own property.
That's very true. But at the same time, we all understand that. But this is a northeast neighborhood, and we all would like to think that the U of M would, and they've recognized this subsequently, that that it would have been appropriate for them to have engaged the residents there to seek input. And had they done that, I think it could have been located and been constructed in a much more sensitive manner with citizen input. And when I contacted the U of M, that was sort of the flavor of my message to them. And again, you know, the goal here is to make it as aesthetically pleasing and environmentally sensitive as it can be. And Plymouth Road is an important, highly traveled entrance corridor into the city. And
do you think that the placement has compromised the ability for this to be a more attractive corridor?
I do, frankly. The U of M, we did have a meeting on February 1st, we being city staff, elected officials, Sally Peterson and myself, and the University of Michigan, of course, and we met to discuss the potential of relocating the panels, and the U of M did present their plan to try to soften the visual impact with landscaping, which is welcome. I still don't find that particularly satisfying, since the arrays do actually sit in the front setback along Plymouth Road. And you know, Pfizer and Warner Lambert were great neighbors. They had landscaped that area very nicely and sensitively. And the hope is that we could restore some of that sort of landscaping buffer there. And I welcome the landscaping, but I'm not sure that it will, in the end, you know, we need to wait and see what it will look like, of course. But
moving a row of panels seems very unlikely, both for cost considerations and the investment has already been made.
Well, that would be the best solution, and I hope that the U of M is still open to considering that. I think they're well aware that's our longer-term goal. And I don't, you know, I'm not an engineer, obviously, but it doesn't seem implausible to me that removing that one row, at least, that's on Plymouth Road, in the front setback, just slightly down the hill, if you will, closer to the building, would be too problematic or not feasible. But you know, that's still.
And do you think that might have happened had there been more community engagement and public input prior to the construction of the panels?
Well, you know, maybe I'd like to think that it would, only because we also have this area has also. Lots of residents have been involved with the creating the Northeast Area Master Plan that was worked on intensely over a period of 2 years, a decade ago, and then later adopted. And now our master plan reflects these recommendations. And again, I think had the university been aware of, you know, some of the objectives that speak to community-oriented design and the Plymouth Road corridor landscaping, for example, is mentioned in the plan. how we, you know, would like to, how development should provide extensive landscaping along the frontage to enhance the appearance of the road. Had those things been, had they been aware of those things, I think, you know, we could have, again.
But there is a functionality to having them placed where they are.
Yes, and DTE did indicate that it needs to be along these trunk lines and our roads and frontages, and which is why, again, I think, you know, they're now looking at Fuller Road, as you mentioned at the outset. So
yeah, let's talk about that. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Second Ward Ann Arbor City Councilwoman Jane Lund. And as she mentioned, a new solar array is to be built along Fuller Road. It's going to be on the U of M's North Campus near the Architecture and Engineering Colleges, and it will be visible from Fuller Road. So again, we may have an aesthetic issue. Has there been any increase in community engagement this time around that may impact the manner in which it is constructed?
Well, the U of M knows what our desire is, certainly. And there were, you know, several officials at that February 1st meeting, and they assured us then, and this is where they first shared that there would be another installation on Fuller Road, which also happens to be in our ward, second ward. And we made it very clear that we would like them to engage the community. There aren't as many neighborhoods there. It's really the North Campus area.
Right.
So not as many neighborhoods would be impacted, but certainly the, you know, visually, if it sits along the road, there will be those impacts to all the passersby. They did say that they would schedule a meeting and reach out to the community. So I welcome that and appreciate that they will follow up on that.
Despite all the concerns and some of the unhappiness with both the process and the aesthetic of the solar arrays, an AnnArbor.com poll showed that 72% like the idea of a solar array on Fuller Road, and in fact, 59% like the Plymouth Road array. So overall, it at least appears these projects do have more than adequate community support.
Well, I suppose. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, you can see my file. It's an inch plus thick. It's not all the emails that I printed, but again, I, you know, maybe some of these folks weren't aware of, I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Yeah, some look at it and see the future.
Right.
And they find that beautiful.
Right. I also, you know, maybe these people didn't know what was there prior to this.
Right.
I, you know, how green is it to remove all the beautiful landscaping? I have some really nice crabapple trees in this buffer that Pfizer built a number of years ago and was designed by the eminent landscape and well-respected landscape architect Peter Pollack, where they then chose to install these arrays. So, you know, I do think that, you know, maybe people also don't appreciate that there are, you know, that this is a northeast neighborhood. And as such, the design of installations such as this, again, recognize the university doesn't have to do this, should incorporate some of the desires of the residents in the area. And I would expect that for any, and our planning department does do that, as you well know. They we strive for that sort of balance, to be sensitive, you know, integrate projects with the surroundings and the neighborhoods. And that's always an important objective of our city plans. And that's what was missing here. So,
well, we will follow along and see where it heads with the Fuller Road project.
Yes, and one good thing, we know that the arrays there will not be, they will be designed a little differently in that the rear end of the arrays will not be fronting on the street, but so that the view will be different than.
Right, it's much less industrial looking.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, David.
That is Second Ward Ann Arbor City Councilwoman Jane Lund. Again, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.